and welcome to the Oh My Goddess podcast. This podcast is your go-to resource for creating an abundant life and business through blending spirituality, sensuality, and strategy. I'm your host, Hayley Tapper. I'm a feminine empowerment coach and business mentor for coaches and creative entrepreneurs. Join me each week as I share how to build a wildly successful empire whilst honoring your femininity, trusting the guidance of your intuition, creating the confidence to be fully expressed, and stepping up as a goddess in your own right. Make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any of the goodness contained in this podcast. Okay, now let's dive into the episode. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast. I'm your host, Hayley Tapper, and on today's episode interview, I am chatting with Jalinda Johnson. Jalinda is a women's health coach, mentor, and priestess who is passionate about helping brilliant women, such as yourselves, master their stress and protect themselves against burnout. So in today's episode, she dives into the four stages of burnout and helps you identify what stage you're in, if any. But honestly, like most of us building a business in this modern day and age are experiencing some form of burnout. So this is an absolutely essential listen for everyone. And Jalinda gives us really great tangible tips and tricks and strategies and things that we can do and start implementing into our daily life to reduce stress. Stumbling over my words, I'm in my luteal phase, and quite honestly, I have tried to record this intro about 5 times now. I'm gonna say this is about my 5th time, I've lost count. And every time I just stumble over my words and get tongue-tied, and start it again. And I just made a commitment to myself that this time I am not stopping until I get it all out. So even if I stumble over my words, I'm just going to keep going. For those of you who don't know, as a little side note, your luteal phase, which is your premenstrual phase, you tend to not be that great at communicating, as just evidenced by how I got that sentence out. Anyway, back to the intro. Jalinda is an absolute genius with all things hormones and women's health and creating harmony with your hormones. She is fantastic over on Instagram. If you're not following her, definitely go check her out over there, and check out her website and all the other things. We'll leave links to all of that stuff in the show notes so you can go connect with her and learn more about her work. But this was a really fun episode to record, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it. So I won't chat too much longer because of everything I've just shared. but I did want to mention before we dive into today's episode, just a few ways that you can work with me at the moment. So at the moment, you can work with me in my private coaching program. If you are looking to create or build your business in a way that honors your femininity, in a way that harmonizes your masculine and feminine sides, then private coaching is for you. I have a few spots left to start this year. Otherwise, we can book you in for next year as well, and you can reserve your spot for next year. And the price for my private coaching is rising at the end of October. So if it's something you've been thinking about, now is a great time to reach out. I also do single sessions if you just want a taste of what it's like to work with me and kind of dip your toe in. And then I also have a new course coming. It will probably be ready next week, so stay tuned for an announcement on that. But the new course is called Queen of Femininity, and it's going to be a really juicy deep dive into all things feminine, all things harmonizing your masculine and feminine energy, menstrual cycles, queen archetype, orgasmic manifestation, all the really fun topics that I love talking about. So I'm putting that all together for you in a beautiful little course. So stay tuned for that. You can get the details of all of those offers and more at HayleyTapper.com. All right, now let's dive into today's episode. Hi, Jalinda. Welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here.
Hi, Hayley. So good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this conversation. So do you want to start off by sharing a little bit more about who you are and the journey that you took to get to doing the work that you do today?
How much time do we have, Haley? Because my journey definitely has not been a straight line, but I am a women's health coach and priestess, and I am obsessed with helping women go from burnt out to blissed out, working with the energy of their menstrual cycle, balancing their hormones, and really breaking up with the good girl and returning to the wild. So I got to this point by really being honest with myself and who I am as a woman and why I'm here. And that's why it's taken a lot of twists and turns, because that journey is never a straight line. It takes a lot of inner work and exploration and just being willing to fully receive all of your gifts. And 10 years ago, I never imagined that I would be running my own business as a women's health coach. And I never even realized that I could call myself a women's health coach, but, and much less a priestess. And that was another huge reclaiming for me. Mm-hmm. But here I am, and I wake up every day so full of passion, mm-hmm. but also deeply connected to my purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think that those two things are just invaluable in life, and especially when you are creating something that is of value and ultimately your legacy.
Beautiful. I love that. And, you know, obviously we've known each other for quite some years now, going all the way back to when we studied together to be life coaches. And I've just loved seeing your journey unfold and know that you're just such a powerhouse at what you do, and, you know, really share very valuable content and work, and your message is very, very important as well. So I'm really excited to have you on here and talk about it. And I loved that you said that you help women go from burnt out to blissed out. What a beautiful thing to do. Let's dive into a bit of a conversation about burnout, because I know I feel like I've experienced it, and I know that so many of the women in my audience will relate to this as well. So what can you tell us about burnout?
Well, I think the important thing to remember about burnout is that burnout doesn't care how much money you're making. Burnout doesn't care about your status or your title.
Mm-hmm. That is, I think, let me jump in here. That is a quotable. Yeah. I'm going to write that down. Love it.
Because I think we all have this concept of like, well, I'm not at that level of success, so burnout is not going to happen to me. And actually, burnout has four stages. And the fourth stage is when you're flatlined, when you're exhausted, when you actually have damage throughout your body that's systemic, you know, from your nervous system to your reproductive system to, you know, even your heart. And these are things that you always think, oh, I'm never going to get to that point. You know, I just need to push myself a little further until I reach that one last goal. Once I reach that one last thing, then I'll be able to rest.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, your body is like, I don't care. I'm really trying to support you, but when I'm out, I'm out. You know, it's like, I like to think of the jockey beating, you know, a dead horse. I mean,
yeah.
And often the jockey is our mind saying, you know, just keep going, keep going. And the thing about burnout stage one is the wired and tired phase. And that's when you're getting this super rush of cortisol and adrenaline, and you feel like you can just do all the things all the time. And especially depending on where you are in your menstrual cycle, if you're in the first half, you might feel like Superwoman. And that becomes incredibly addictive. And it also becomes addictive to be able to say yes to everything and get that validation and constantly be on and busy. Mm. And, you know, and I'm guilty of this in terms of my business. You know,
that fear of white space in your calendar, because if you don't have things going, then what are you really doing? Is this something that is actually, you know, important? Do people care? There have been points where I have taken on too much. And now I realize, like, actually, how are you going to run a business if you don't have the white space to work on your business, to connect with the higher vision, to do the research, to collect all of your energy back that you've given away? How is that sustainable if you don't have white space?
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people, myself included, run on a lot of like excited energy. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like that comes into this wide and tired phase one of burnout, or stage one of burnout, where you're just like, you're so excited for what you're doing that you just want to do it all the time. But that's actually not good for your body in the long run. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And wired and tired is, you know, you're wired and tired when it's time to go to bed and instead you do one more thing because your mind is so active. You get ready for bed, you lie down, but you can't switch off. Sleep doesn't come. You know, your body is tired, but everything upstairs is, you know, lights on. And that could be a really dangerous place to be, because most of us don't say, oh gosh, I guess this is a problem. Most of us say, oh, I've got inspiration and it's 12 o'clock at night, but who cares, because I need to get this down on paper right now. And, you know, then we fall down the rabbit hole and all of a sudden we're like up at 2 a.m. and publishing something on social media or on our blog. And, you know,
yeah, like, I'm definitely guilty of this one.
Yeah, you know, but I'll sleep tomorrow. Who needs sleep?
Yeah. So what can we do? Like, I know that a lot of my listeners are going to be able to relate to this one, and I certainly can as well. If we recognize this in ourselves, what can we do? What are some steps we can take to kind of correct that?
So this is for me where a lot of self-parenting comes in, because you really do need to be disciplined. And if you think of, you know, if you were your own mother or your own father, you wouldn't say, oh, you really like that game that you're playing on your tablet, for example, you know, like, oh, it's 11 o'clock, but you really like that game, so keep playing. You know, no, they would say, it's 11 o'clock and, you know, it's way past your bedtime anyway. You need to like get your pajamas on, and, I'll read you a story, and you know, let's lower the lights and get you relaxed. Let's get you set up for a nice rest. And you know, it's so funny because as mothers, we do that for our own children. But often, what I find, it's especially if you have a lot of obligations during the day that don't leave time for fun. And this isn't, you know, just limited to moms in any way, but if you feel like you're just constantly you know, checking things off your to-do list and meeting your demands, and that nighttime is the only time you have for freedom and fun, then that's another thing that can be problematic, because we all need time for pleasure and play. And if nighttime is the only time when that happens, then you will stay up.
Yeah, I read somewhere recently, I'm trying to recall where it was, whether it was a reputable source or not, but I read somewhere that people who feel like they have a low sense of agency during their day, like they might be in, you know, workplaces or jobs where they don't feel a sense of freedom or control over their life, they stay up later at night to create that sense of agency or freedom and control over their life. It's like this weird, I don't want to say weird, but it's this, you know, interesting, you know, piece of research. Well, I hope it's research based and I'm not making this up or, you know, quoting something from BuzzFeed here, but yeah, I'm just recalling reading about this now. And I think it ties into what you're saying here.
Yeah, well, I mean, regardless of the research, I think it's something that a lot of us can relate to. I know that, you know, I've been there myself. When my son was younger, and I felt like, because I was actually a stay-at-home mom for the first 2 years of his life. And, you know, when he went to bed, it was like, okay, me time. Mm. Now I finally have time for Jalinda and not mama. And it can be really hard to say, right, sleep, not fun, sleep. yeah. But it's the sleep that will allow you to have more fun the next day. And so getting back to your original question, set a bedtime, mm-hmm. but also establish a routine leading up to that bedtime, filled with things that you actually look forward to doing. So sometimes I tell my clients, you know, if they love to read, like choose a book that you can only read at bedtime, and one that has nothing to do with work. Hopefully it's, you know, a novel that you can actually get hooked into, you know, so that you look forward to reading the next chapter. Have your, you know, supportive essential oils and make self-massage part of your nighttime routine. You know, give yourself a nice hand massage or a foot massage with, you know, lavender, you know, is one of the basic ones. Vetiver is really good for sleep as well.
Did you say vinegar?
Vetiver, oh, essential okay. oil. Yeah.
I heard vinegar. I was about to start rubbing vinegar on my feet.
No, vetiver. You know, maybe the end of the day is when you want to set up your sacred space and spend some time praying, meditating, and journaling. That's how I start out my day. But it can also be a really supportive practice to do that at the end of the day as well. But something that you actually want to do, preparing golden milk for yourself or a warm cup of tea is a really nice ritual. Mm-hmm. But something that feels nurturing and supportive, and that becomes a non-negotiable, that becomes a habit, so that when that when you know, if you commit to switching off all of your devices at 10, and you know, depending on where you are in the world, because you know, I'm in Spain, and it's not uncommon for people to go to sleep, you know, at midnight here.
Yeah.
but if you say I'm going to shut off all of my devices at 10, so that I can actually be asleep at 11, you know, and it's just doing that as a commitment to yourself every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And I think what you mentioned there, just committing to that, it's like, you know, I always talk about committing to acting from your highest self. That's what your highest self would do. It would, you know, look after you and treat you and your body with respect. And it sounds like this, you know, you're encouraging people to have a ritual, which is really just a way of respecting your body and really looking after yourself. So I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's all about befriending your body. And I think that's another reason why so many of us have this difficult relationship with burnout, because as I said earlier, your body is actually sending you a lot of warning signs. But because we don't trust our body a lot of times as women, it's like, well, power through it.
Yeah, soldier on. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's stage one of burnout. Let's go on and talk about stage two now.
Yeah. So stage two is what I call sounding the alarms, because that's when you start waking up tired and dragging yourself a bit through the day. You probably are getting more cravings for you know, refined carbs and sweets, as your cortisol becomes dysregulated or continues to be dysregulated. You might need that second cup of coffee because you want to take a nap in the afternoon, but then right around 10 p.m., it's like all systems go, and suddenly you can do all the things that you didn't have energy before earlier. And you also might experience worse symptoms of PMS at this point, painful periods, mm-hmm. Because of what's happening with when insulin and cortisol are running as they should, then our sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, mm-hmm. testosterone, then they can act accordingly. But if insulin and cortisol are already getting off track, which is what happens in stage one of burnout, mm-hmm. Your blood sugar is unstable as well as a result of this. So that means you're going to have energy diverted away from your sex hormones to keep up with balancing your blood sugar and balancing your cortisol, or mm-hmm. I should say with producing your cortisol, the necessary amount
Does that decrease your sex drive? Oh, sorry, I'm talking over the top of you there. I just wanted to ask, does that decrease your sex drive as well? Having yes. lowered sex hormones? Yeah, okay, interesting. So we definitely do not want to be getting into stage two burnout.
No, but I mean, unfortunately, women will power through stage two.
Mm-hmm.
This is, stage two often is not enough for women to take action.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until they get to stage three that they realize, okay, something's yeah. really wrong. Because at that point, that's what I call shaky ground, because you probably notice that you have put around, you've put weight around your middle, mm-hmm. the jiggle in the middle
mm-hmm.
that wasn't there before. And that might very well be fat, but it could also just be bloating
mm-hmm.
Because your digestive system is not running as smoothly as it should either. Mm-hmm. So you probably are experiencing bouts of bloating, constipation.
Right. And Jalinda, is this still stage two or three now? We moved
that's into- stage three.
Right. Yeah. Stage okay. three. So stage three is shaky ground.
Shaky ground. That's what I like to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your sex drive is plummeting. And again, it's because your body just wants to be in balance. And so it doesn't know that the stress you're experiencing is a result of your emails and that launch that you're planning and, you know, your kids' parent-teacher conferences or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's still going back to when stress meant life or death situations.
Mm.
And that same system in your brain is being activated. Like, you know, there, we must be under serious threat. Like if we're under high alert all the time, because our, you know, the sympathetic nervous system is, if you think of it as like a gas pedal, you know, and if we're constantly pushing down on that gas pedal with no release, then something must really be wrong here. And we're under threat. Is this a life or death threat? I don't know, but all systems go apparently. So it's just trying to keep up with the level of stress hormones, the production mm-hmm. of stress hormones. And because those stress hormones share the same parent as our sex hormones, pregnenolone. So your body will actually dial down the production of sex hormones and mm-hmm. take pregnenolone and make more cortisol instead of making testosterone, mm-hmm. Estrogen, and progesterone.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that it's kind of this loop that just continues to create more and more cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And exactly. You mentioned
and so that's why, but that's why in stage four burnout, you become flatlined, because cortisol is the hormone that gives us our get up and go. I mean, when you wake up in the morning without an alarm, it's because you've had a surge of cortisol to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's also why in stage one, when cortisol is on high, you feel like you can do anything, you can conquer the world, and you're so alert. But it takes a lot to keep up with that. You know, your body is diverting a lot of energy away from other systems to do that. So
stage four, that's why your cortisol, it's like done, you know, it bottoms out. And that's why even after sleeping for 8 hours, you don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah. Right. And so apart from, you know, not being able to get out of bed, are there any other telltale signs that we've entered into stage four burnout?
Well, your thyroid has probably taken a hit. So, you know, this is where a lot of women actually are diagnosed with clinical hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune condition. And the trouble, you know, I hate to harp on weight because that's definitely not my primary focus as a women's health coach. But if you feel like, you know, no matter what you do, your weight's not shifting, that's another sign that things have taken a wrong turn. The feeling that you are just depleted, you know, that you really are exhausted, you know, that the things that you used to care about don't light you up anymore. And the problem is that in stage three burnout, women who do go to see their physicians, a lot of them are, another thing with stage three is that you often get, heavy periods because estrogen and progesterone are out of balance. And that's something I didn't mention earlier is that when we have high cortisol, we have low progesterone. And when we have low progesterone, then that creates an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone. So that's when we get the painful periods, the heavy bleeding. It's also related to increase in fibroids. So a lot of times women will go to the doctor and they'll say, well, if you're experiencing heavy periods, like you can take birth control. If you're having trouble sleeping, then we can give you a sleeping pill. If you are having trouble, with your mood, then we can give you an antidepressant, even though the depression is actually related to your thyroid, for example. You know, so like taking an antidepressant when it's actually your thyroid that's suffering is not going to make a difference. And that's why a lot of women don't even see a difference when they start taking an SSRI, for example. And just thinking back to my own experience, you know, it's really important. That's why I'm so passionate about just helping women to have an awareness of these things so that they can be their own advocate, because a lot of times we'll go to the doctor and even though it's our body, we'll just say, well, you know best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever you tell me I have, I guess that's it. And I'm going to do whatever you say.
Yeah.
And so many ways. Yeah. You know, there are so many ways though that you can advocate for yourself, that you can order your own testing, you know.
I'd love to get into this a little bit now, actually, Jalinda. And, you know, we've gone through these four stages, which I think is just going to be so good for letting everyone, or creating an awareness for everyone who's listening in. And everyone who's listening in could actually come and share with us over on Instagram, share with Jalinda and myself. Do you recognize one of these four stages, yourself in one of these four stages? Do you feel that you're in burnout, and kind of where do you fall on that scale of burnout right now? So we'd love to hear, but now I would love to shift the gears and talk about how can we get blissed out, because we go from burnout to blissed out. So what are some tips that we can, or that you can give everyone listening in? You've already shared so many around, you know, having that nighttime routine and getting some good sleep, but is there anything else we can be doing?
Yeah. Well, diet is a huge part of this. With a lot of us, when we're stressed out, we turn to foods that actually make our body's job even harder. So balancing your blood sugar is key. Starting the day off with a meal that is very low carb can really help to support your natural cortisol rhythm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we talk about hormones, you really want to think about protein, fat, and fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a breakfast that is primarily protein and fat, and then introduce a light carb at lunchtime, you know, so light carb meaning fruit, you know, so like lots of vegetables, but then, you know, fruit at lunch, and then heavier carbs, meaning your starchy vegetables and your grains or your legumes at dinner. If you start to follow that pattern, then you'll notice that you have an increase in energy throughout the day. Because a lot of times women will have that 2 o'clock slump where you just feel like, I want to take a nap, or, you know, that's not an option, so I guess I'll have another cup of coffee, when they start their day off with the bagel or the piece of toast or, you know, the donut, so to speak. I have a lot of clients who just breakfast is that they prepare a really beautiful breakfast for their kids, for example, and then they have a piece of toast and a cup of tea for themselves, and then they end up binging later on in the day because they haven't taken the time to nourish themselves in the morning. And so that's why, you know, yes, sleep, yes, diet, but also yes to recognizing your own worth and saying, I actually am worthy of taking care of myself, and saying no to some of these things that are not making me a priority in my own life, and setting boundaries and separating your worth from your productivity, which is a big one, because a lot of us feel like if we're not doing all the things all the time, then we're failing. Or if, you know, and, you know, in my case, I was raised by two people who just constantly pushed, you know, they didn't see slowing down as an option. And when you grow up with that model, you take it on yourself. And so you really, you know, it's, you hear it and you see it on Instagram, you know, all those pretty memes of like, you take time for rest and pleasure and play and all of that stuff. But when we're stressed, our emotional brain always wins. And if we see slowing down as a threat to our survival, then we're going to keep going. If it is part of our trauma response, then even though logically we know we're not doing the right thing, the emotional brain is going to win and we're going to keep pushing. So it really does involve working with someone, a coach, a therapist, depending on, you know, what you need, but not going it alone, because a lot of these patterns that we create come from way back when. They're not new, but they're things that just keep repeating over and over, and it takes a lot of effort, and especially at a time when you might already be exhausted, you know, it takes effort to put your hand up and say, I want to change. And I think that's one of the biggest obstacles when it comes to burnout and women, is that we prefer the devil that we know, and healing can feel like the devil that we don't. Living with ease can feel scary. Making these internal shifts can feel scary. And that's why I always advocate for seeking the right kind of support, so that you don't have to do it by yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good tips there. So what I'm really hearing is, you know, yes, it's about getting that good sleep, and it's about really, you know, nurturing yourself in terms of your diet and probably your movement, your exercise as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Hayley. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all just ties in together. But then, you know, really doing the inner work, which is the work that I think a lot of us undervalue the most. We think, you know, as long as I'm getting my 8 hours a night and I'm, you know, not eating carbs, I'll be right. But really it's unwinding and unraveling all of those learnt, conditioned, you know, responses that we have that are so deeply ingrained and are sabotaging us. And yeah, absolutely. You know, that deep kind of work really does require someone who can hold your hand and guide you through that and also reflect to you what it is that you need to see.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, in terms of movement, you know, that's another thing is I have so many clients who just, they don't trust slow movement because it's like, well, if I'm going to work out, I'm going to, you know, work myself out to the max. You know, I'm going to do the HIIT workout. I'm going to do the high impact. And if you are already struggling with some of the stages of burnout that I mentioned, it's time to embrace slower forms of movement. You know, the Qigong, the yoga, the Pilates, the swimming. Mm-hmm. You know, I will sometimes just do, you know, a 10 or a 15 minute routine and let that be enough. You know, you don't need to clock in an hour if your body is telling you that it's already tired, you know. And I think that that's a really important shift as well, because a lot of us equate when it comes to exercise, especially, you know, if my body is tired, then it's just being lazy.
Mm.
You know, if it's asking for rest, it just needs like override, you know, I'm not lazy. I committed to this. I committed to this, you know, this schedule that requires me to work out 45 minutes, five times a week. So I'm doing it. I'm going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, really considering where you are in your cycle. I know that's been a big journey for myself, where I used to just, you know, do the same workout routine each day of the week, every phase of my cycle. And, you know, it didn't matter how I was feeling or what was going on internally, I would just make myself do it because that's what I told myself I needed to do. But more recently, probably within the last, I don't know, 12 or so months, I've really been syncing up everything in my life, including my workout routine, with the phases of the cycle that I'm in. And it's just made such a difference. I feel like we could have a whole other podcast episode just on that because it's such a big topic. But I just thought that was worth mentioning, and also just getting your take quickly on that.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's the thing about the menstrual cycle, is that it really is a beautiful thing when your hormones are balanced. But if you are in these stages of burnout, then chances are you're not going to look forward to that lead up to your period. Mm-hmm. That, you know, what we refer to as the inner fall will be an inner hell. And this is especially in the years leading up to menopause. You know, a lot of women don't realize that before estrogen starts declining, you actually get a surge of estrogen. And so imagine if, you know, as I said before, when you're running high in cortisol, you're running low on progesterone. And so that leaves you with this relative estrogen dominance. But then you're getting this surge of estrogen, you know, in your early 40s. And that imbalance is like the gap is even bigger. And so in that second half of your cycle, if you've ovulated, because that's another thing, you know, progesterone comes from ovulation. So let's imagine that you haven't even ovulated. And so that's when estrogen just goes through the roof. And all of a sudden, you are snapping at everyone. You are really moody. Like, you know, you feel like you're out of control of your moods. Like you've got this rage that's come out of nowhere. You don't have progesterone's balancing effect. So you know, progesterone's also, it's an appetite stimulant, but it's interesting because it's also a diuretic. So you'll feel puffy, you'll feel bloated, you will not feel like yourself. And then when your period does come, it will be painful, it will be heavy, and you'll read about all the things of like your inner winter and how great that is, and you'll just be like, I don't get that, I'm suffering here, you know. And so if you have balanced hormones, the menstrual cycle is beautiful. And I have so much appreciation for my menstrual cycle. But if you read that and you're like, that's not my experience, it's not your fault. It's just, it's your hormones.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just a sign from your body that, that you need to do some work on it and really give it some love and nurturing. There's someone, I can't remember who it is, probably a lot of people say this, but there's someone that I've been following on Instagram. I can't remember who it is, but she always says that your period is your report card each month from your body on how you've been doing. And yeah, I really believe that's true as well. So Jalinda, I've just loved everything that you have shared with my beautiful listeners, and I know that they will have enjoyed this conversation so much. Where can they go to connect with you?
So I love connecting with people on Instagram at Coach Jalinda. I also have a Facebook group called the Rebel Woman Health Collective, where I hang out every day. My website, JalindaJohnson.com. And yeah, that's
it. I'm going to share one more. I think I cut you off.
I was just saying that, you know, if you really want to get to know me, Instagram and my Facebook group, the Rebel Woman Health Collective. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, we'll have that all linked in the show notes. And now it is time for our final three questions, the questions I ask every guest that comes on. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What makes you feel like a goddess?
Oh, what makes me feel like a goddess? Spending time on the beach as the sun goes down and everyone else has gone home and I'm just there looking out at the waves and getting in touch with the flow of life, the flow of the sea, and all of that delicious feminine energy.
Beautiful. Love that answer. And that is my favorite time at the beach as well. It's just that dusk time. It's so magical. Okay. Next question is, what is a recent meltdown moment you have had?
Oh, meltdown moment. you know, I think what meltdowns was when I took my son to a dentist and she said that he had cavities. And I was shocked because he's only six and I take really good care of his teeth. But I am divorced, and when he's with his dad, he doesn't. And when she, you know, thank God that I've got my self-compassion practices, because it just lit up all of the shame and the also trauma that I had experienced from the dentist. And I felt like I was going to be judged for not being a good mother and all of this, you know, and I had to take a deep breath and give myself the self-compassion that I needed in that moment. And bring myself back into the present. And it was because once I kind of went into that space of this is okay. Everyone has cavities. You know, this is not your fault. What's happened has been out of your control, you know, like just taking that brief moment to remind myself of those things. I was able to actually be present with the dentist, and she said, you know, a lot of this is probably genetics because, you know, then that's true. Is I've had cavities all of my life just by taking, you know, everyone always says I have a beautiful smile, but, I've always struggled with cavities. My mom's always struggled with cavities. And so for the dentist to say like, don't worry, it's fine, you know, he'll be fine. And I took him to the dentist yesterday to get it done, and he had the best experience and was like, Mom, I love the dentist. No worries. Aww. You know, but I bring that up just because I feel like, you know, a lot of times when we have a meltdown, it's because
we are connecting that moment to old stories.
Mm-hmm.
And how we have, you know, experienced things in the past that aren't actually happening in the present moment. And so to, you know, use self-compassion and to use the breath and to come back to the here and now can be really powerful, so that mm-hmm. we can see things for the way they actually are and move forward with positive action.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's such a beautiful lesson to take from that and also to share with all of the listeners. So thank you. So final question is, what is the one thing that you're most excited for on your vision board at the moment?
I have to be honest. I'm most excited about the new course that I'm launching, Fire Up, all about helping women to end the hormonal havoc, mm-hmm. break free from the good girl, and live life as the badass they were meant to. Because that's what has me fired up. That's mm-hmm. It's just information that I'm so excited to be sharing. And, you know, regardless of when this broadcast, it's something that I'll be offering in the future as well. So, and just growing this business with love and really with connection to my higher vision of helping women to really reconnect with their bodies, value themselves, and break free from the burnout that, you know, is, if you want to be a woman of impact, burnout will steal that from you every single time. And so I'm really committed to helping women blaze a trail and use all of their gifts, but without the burnout that it seems to be taking us out all the time.
I love that. That's certainly something to be excited for. And I love the name and the, you know, the tagline of your program. It just sounds magical and incredibly powerful. So thank you for sharing that with us. All right, Jalinda, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's really just been so much fun for me to interview you and hear all of your wisdom. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much, Haley. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks again for tuning into the episode. If you liked it, I would really appreciate it if you take a moment to leave a review. I love reading your reviews and it brings me so much joy to hear that you're loving the podcast. If you want to find out more about working with me, you can get all the details of my programs over on my website, haleytapper.com. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast.